Hello boys and girls, welcome to another episode on the Let It Off Your Chest podcast. It is Daniel here again. How are you doing? For the past 4 days, we have been looking at conflicts, what conflict is all about. We haven't really looked at what conflict is about. That's true. We just jumped straight into conflict resolution, how to resolve conflicts, steps you can take, you should take when you want to resolve conflicts. So now that I'm even talking, I just realized that is there really a need to talk about what conflict is? I'm not really sure. Conflicts are disagreements, squabbles, altercations. I'm not really sure. Disagreements, basically, yes. Yes, that's what conflict is all about. And conflicts can come in different forms and sizes. It could be just a little disagreement. It could be a verbal disagreement. It could be a physical disagreement where punches are thrown and stuff like that. And I really hope that all the things that I have said since Monday up to yesterday, that it rings bells in your head. It makes you think, pause, and ponder about certain things. And because the truth really is, each and every one of us have been involved in some form of conflict or are going through a form of conflict. And we are just like, I don't really have the strength to go through the whole process of conflict resolution. I don't really have that energy. Especially if the other party is unwilling. And I'm saying the other party because the other party can be either you or the other person. Either party could be unwilling to resolve that conflict. That is a very, very real life situation. What happens when the other party is unwilling, or when a party is unwilling? So it could be you unwilling to resolve the conflict, or it could be the other person unwilling to resolve the conflict. What do you do? Honestly, what you can do is try your best. This step is what I usually tell people when they are trying to build friendships and whatever, relationships or whatever. Try your best, do what you can do, and if you are not receiving the same energy, my guy, back off. So you are in a conflict with someone and you are trying your best to resolve that conflict, and the other person is like, I don't want to resolve this conflict, shame that my force, why you did disturb me? You get that kind of thing. What you can do is, okay, you try the first time and you already sense that unwillingness for that conflict to be resolved. Honestly, yeah, just stay away, because if you keep coming and coming and coming and pestering and trying to, you know, solve something that the other person is unwilling to solve, it would come off as you being pushy, and the optics would just change to something different. So in situations where a particular party is unwilling to resolve the conflict and you have tried it the first time to reach out to have a common ground, my dear, take like 5 steps backwards and just stay on your own, and honestly, you would be fine. I really hope this makes sense to you. Tomorrow I would be doing a recap on what we have looked at since Monday. Until you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow. Ciao.